This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. In a sign of the times, U.S. diplomats are warning that commercial airliners flying over the Persian Gulf face a risk of being misidentified. It is another episode in the continuing story of unease in the region. We get details from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The warning was relayed from U.S. diplomatic posts from the Federal Aviation Administration. It underscores the risk that the new tensions between the U.S. and Iran are posing to global air travel in the Gulf region. It's also a grim reminder. In 1988, the U.S. mistook an Iranian passenger jet for a warplane. 290 people aboard were killed in that incident.
That was AP correspondent Jackie Quinn. Oil giant ExxonMobil has evacuated its foreign workers from an oil field in the southern Iraqi province of Basra amid heightened tensions in the Middle East. The chief of Iraq's state-owned South Oil Company said the evacuation was a precautionary and temporary measure, that there was no indication of danger. There has been a stunning election upset in Australia, where Prime Minister Scott Morrison, overcoming long odds, beat back a challenge from the opposition Labour Party. Here is Phil Mercer for VOA in Sydney.
For months, opinion polls had indicated that Australians had grown tired of feuds within Scott Morrison's Conservative government. It's had three prime ministers since it was elected in 2013, but fought this campaign on its economic record. The prime minister had said the opposition wasn't fit to govern and couldn't manage money. He's celebrating his unexpected triumph with party loyalists and his wife and two daughters.
I have always believed in miracles. I'm standing with the three biggest miracles in my life here tonight. And tonight we've been delivered another one.
That report was filed by Phil Mercer in Sydney. More news at voanews.com. This is